No one bothered to give me proper tips before I come to England. So on arriving at Gatwick Airport, I disappoint them immigration people because when I step forward to hand my passport to gum-chewing man sitting behind desk, I mouth the magic word, asylum, and flash to the grin of friendly African native. They detain me. Whatever their reasons for detaining me, them immigration people let me go after 8 days. I don't grudge them because they is only doing their graft. But my relatives, they show worryful attitude. I have to wait another 2 days for my cousin's wife to come and fetch me. The story that I tell the immigration people is tighter than thief's anus. Me, I tell them I have been harassed by them boys in dark glasses because I'm youth member of the opposition party. This is not trying to shame our government in any way, but if you don't spin them smooth, just numbers, then immigration people is never going to give you chance to even sniff first step into Queensland. That is their style I have here. That it takes so long for my cousin and his wife to do anything about me is not good sign. But me, I'm just happy to get out when the time come. I'm expecting my cousin Paul to come to pick me up from detention center, but his wife, Sagai, come instead. I say goodbye to them officers at the reception as I pick my suitcase. Sagai stands some few meters from me. She backs straight like that of soldier on parade, and she waists narrower than that of wasps. Dressed neat, hands in she coat's pocket, she keeps some distance that is good enough to suggest to them detention people that she really have nothing to do with me, but have been forced into situation. She not even bother to shake my hand and only greet me from safe distance and look at my suitcase in funny way. It is one of them old style cardboard suitcases that mother have used before I was born and have carried roosters in the past, but it's my suitcase.